Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mech, and today we're going to talk about some of the updates that Yamaha brought to the test in Jerez. Now, one of the first and biggest ones that is noticeable was the front wing, and here you can see the old wing, and if you look at it from head on, or even from the side as shown here, you can clearly see the two elements of the front wing. With the new one that they introduced, you can now see that it is actually a three-element front wing, quite similar to the one they're already running, but with the third element added in there. And again, here it is from the side, so you can kind of see what it is actually doing. Will this cause more drag than the two-element wing? I don't necessarily know. Top speed looked okay, but again, you know, we can't really compare them fully. The next thing that was really, really noticeable was what was going on in the side. And here you see the old side of Rins's bike that was at the Portimao race. And here you can see inside in the garage with the front wing on, and you can see how big that front wing now is when you look at it on side view of the bike. You will also notice there's a new side wing and a new downward duct here. And as we have a look through it, you can kind of understand what is going on here. The top wing now is driving air down the side of the bike, which is bulging out more so than before. And we were talking about this on the podcast. They're trying to get the right amount of balance. Also, you'll see the downward duct is slightly different. There's not a major difference, but it is slightly different from the old one. Here again is a picture of the other side of the bike. And as you can see, you know, the ground effect is starting to come in, and they're starting to follow the Ducati and the KTM and Aprilia style of ground effect. Not fully Aprilia, but again, it's the bulge to create the ground effect when banking over. The next thing that you will see and notice is the headstock of the bike. And here again, you will see the old headstock of the bike that they were running at the weekend versus the new headstock. And as you can see, they've definitely made some adjustments to this headstock. While it is not really that visible, you can definitely see there is a new weld across there. Maybe it does look that they've stretched it slightly, and that the headstock may be a little bit bigger to allow more adjustment. But it's definitely interesting that that's what they have been playing with. Now, they are the major updates that I've seen so far on the Yamaha. It is going to be interesting. We did give them a bit of a hard time in yesterday's podcast, that the fact that they haven't tested enough. But then there is the other side of the coin of where when you get to a test like Jerez, and they're trying multiple things, is that actually the wrong way for them to go? But I'd definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think so far of the updates that Yamaha brought to the Jerez test? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.